Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What has to go wrong for the Baltimore Ravens to lose to the Jets? Things that we don't want to talk about, like injuries before the game starts or early in the game.
The alarm clock doesn't go off in
time.
Think
that's the case?
Yeah, they're beating the Jets, guys. Like, it's not – I am not worried. I think they beat the Jets if you put Cooper Pass in. That's what I think. So if I think that, then I think they're beating the Jets.
Kind of cocky, aren't you? Yeah. Jets have won a game.
I'm feeling froggy.
How many games have the Jets won this year?
Who cares? They weren't real wins.
They won two games this year.
They weren't real wins.
What were they then?
The Browns. He beat them. Who was their other win?
Bengals.
Yeah, come on, man.
They won back-to-back weeks.
You see how they won that Bengals game?
Yeah.
They suck, man.
I can't even convince you.
No. Like
I can't. I mean, you know, I wish that the NFL would do what you do when we do our picks.
Keep it moving?
Keep moving.
So far.
Just go ahead and give them the win and give the Ravens a bye.
By the way.
You know that people right now in their vehicles and at their desk listening to us right now hating us for doing this right now.
Yeah.
We're just counting it as a win. They're hating us right
now.
Well,
it's fine. Again, but you know me. Like, I don't take anything for granted in there. I don't overlook opponents. It's the Jets.
Sounds like it to me.
You can show up and win this one.
Sounds like you're overlooking opponents. If before one of my games... If I were to say this to you right now, you would say, Rob, come on now. You don't overlook
before
people.
One of your games, you say it before every game.
I do not.
I'll show you the text messages that Rob has sent me saying, we about to run it up on them. Run it up on them.
The text messages?
Yeah.
Then how was their voice to that?
Because I hear it. That's okay. Why I hear you. You take off your condom. What? No. What are you talking about? When you said condom, I was like, what the hell is he talking about, man? But look, again, looking at the Jets, there is no reason. They traded away their two best defensive players. They traded for a receiver that doesn't have hands.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Yeah. And he's their second best receiver.
Yeah. Oh. So this is one of those games, if you like to see a beatdown go, if you have better things to do, just follow the notifications. Is that what you say?
Yes.
Just follow your notifications on this one. You know what? We haven't done over under or picks yet, but I'll tell you. I mean, I'll say it out loud with my chest. Ravens 33, Jets 13. It's my score.
I didn't even think about what I...
33-13.
I don't know if that's going to happen. How are the Jets going to score 13 points? I mean, I think you're in line with it. I would sit here and say 31-10, Ravens win. Wouldn't be shocked if the Jets added it. Like, Tyrod Taylor's serviceable enough to get him down the field to score a few times. I just don't, like, the Jets have, you heard Lee Sterling say it, they have zero interceptions this year. Like, not one? Not a ball got tipped up and fell in your lap? They're a defensive lineman with pick sixes this year, and you guys can't find one interception? Not even on a Hail Mary play? Nothing? Come on, man. It's just terrible to watch this team play. And this is a dreadful team, and I like Aaron Glenn, and I hope he turns it around, but man, the Jets are bad.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, it's I don't know if the Jets, I think the Cleveland Browns are strategically losing. If I'm a Browns fan, Jeremy, I can swallow that pill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Jets are. I think they're just bad.
Yeah.
I think the Jets want to win. They went into this. I don't think Cleveland went into the season with a strategy of winning. Everything they did, especially at the quarterback position, lined up, said, we want to lose. They went out and they got Joe Flacco, an aging 40-year-old Joe Flacco. Okay, he's not great, but he's too good. He might win more games than we want him to.
Mm-hmm.
Let's trade him in the division. And let's start these other two middling quarterbacks and let them battle to see who's worse. It's almost, to me, strategically, they want to lose, the Browns. I don't see that with the Jets. I think the Jets
They're trying, they're just not good.
I think they're bad from the top all the way to the bottom, which means they make bad decisions from the top. Everything they do sucks. If I'm a Jets fan, I feel hopeless.
You said it stinks from the rooter to the tooter.
From the rooter to the tooter. Yep. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
All right. Hey, Jeremy, I wouldn't go that far, man. If they put Cooper Pass in there, then they're going to have to score on defense. They're going to have to score defense and touchdowns.
I think they might.
Don't go that far now.
Cooper Pass. The only thing I know is he ain't Cooper Wynn.
Hey, well, give me a score, Mike.
What do you say?
Give me a score.
He's not Cooper Wynn.
Oh, give me a score. I'll say 31-2. They might get 10 points, maybe.
31-10.
Yeah.
I had 33-13. What did you have?
31-10. Yeah. Copycat, Mike.
Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
I'm going to say that we put that belt to ass
35-14. 35-14. That is belt to ass. Hey.
Yeah, we just need the kicker for the extra
same,
points.
That's the same.
You got 33-13, right?
Okay, I have 20 points. He has 21. That is belt to ass, man.
Yep.
I think it happens this Sunday. I'm with you. This is one of those games where we got to talk about it Monday, so you got to watch it.
And you know what? I might even say to you, if this was a normal year, maybe you have a chance of you get Cincinnati on that short week. It's the NFL, so I don't think you get the look ahead as much as you do in college. College kids, like the Georgia Tech kids playing this game against Pitt this weekend, are going, hey, we got Georgia next week. We better take care of business here. Why are you saying we have Georgia next week if you're talking about taking care of business here? Yeah. We don't even need to think about them. But I think in college it happens more often. I could see a situation if this Cincinnati game was more important than what it was, at least what I believe it is. Now, the divisional games are important, don't get me wrong, but Cincinnati's defense is the worst defense that I've ever seen in this league.
They scare me. Just because it's division. Scares me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.